So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. I'm your super gracious host, Felix Diaz, aka Soap God X, aka the guy that wants to see you live outside your comfort zone. Before we get started, this episode is sponsored by SoapGodX.com. Are you looking for a new way to bathe? Definitely head over to SoapGodX.com to try some organic soaps that will change the way you bathe. So what's going on, guys? Good morning. It is currently Monday, September 7th, a new week to do incredible things in this journey. And we are live as well on Twitch. So we are recording a live stream to the community, also recording this episode. So if you're tuning in and you can't see me, no biggie, listen to these words. Today's podcast episode is The Power You Have Yet to Unlock. So, and this goes for you guys too, now that we're in this together, I'm live, we're talking, we're chatting. These episodes aren't long. They're about 15 minutes. So it's just to get you started for the week. And then I'll see you guys on Tuesday and give you a little bit more information and words of encouragement. So today there was no, so it's Labor Day in the United States. So they consider it a holiday. So I couldn't go to the gym this morning, but that's normally where I get my, my ideas when I go to the gym, like on the way to the gym, right? So I always think of, we talked about superpowers. We talked about what happens when you reach the finish line. If you haven't listened to those episodes, make sure to tune into those. And then today I woke up and I felt like I had found my power. And the power that I have, is my voice. I think my voice is my power. I think, you know, I can tweet a million positive things. I can retweet a million things. I can give to no limit. But I think that the power that I have found within myself is the ability to communicate and inspire and motivate and lead people out of that comfort zone. So, if this is your first time to an episode, thank you so much. We are currently at 38,900 or some change. It's almost 40,000 streams worldwide. So if you're a listener abroad, I thank you. If you're a listener in the stateside, thank you. Wherever you are listening to this today, thank you so much. So right into the episode, guys. So I'm going to talk to the chat too. So if you guys want to write in the chat what you think your you're not even a superpower is, like, what power are you trying to unlock to make your life better? Like, what is that power? What does that look like? Do you think you know what that power is? And then we talked about it in a couple episodes before this. It was put it on a sticky note, your five goals that you had, and then underneath it, write the power that you have. So chat, do you guys know, or have you unlocked your power? Let me see if anybody says anything in the chat. Realizing that I also deserve to look out for myself. Absolutely. That's incredible. That's actually a good one. I always put others first, but I should. That's a big one. Yeah, I always put others first, but I also should put me first too. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a big thing, man. Being empathetic and caring for other people. I talked about that in another episode as well. So yeah, you're absolutely right. What about you, Maddie? You don't know it till you already give it all away. So you guys are talking. So that's perfect. That's what I'm talking about. So listen. So this is what I want you to focus on at the beginning of this week, right? So we all are experiencing this COVID thing, right? So we are all need to unlock positivity. Sometimes I lack the struggle with it daily. Absolutely. Okay. So with the things that you guys have already told me and the things that we're trying to establish, right? This positivity, looking out for one, like for myself, giving more to me than to others, you know, it's all great stuff. This is what I want you to envision. And this is what I want you to create. This is what I want you to do. So every morning when you wake up, this is going to sound corny, guys, but when I wake up in the morning, I think to myself of the power that I feel like I'm unlocking right now. I feel like I'm leveling up, if we could put it into gamers terms, or like, you know, I feel like I'm leveling up with like being consistent, which is like a power that I still am trying to master. like communication with my spouse. I'm trying to master those things. So these are powers that are going to make me the best version that I know I can be, but then spreading it amongst the community. So looking out for yourself, having more positivity, telling myself in the morning when you look in the mirror and you look across and it's you versus you. I was used to use that, those lame terms, like it's you versus you. You say, I'm gonna take care of me. I'm gonna be positive, even if it's hard to be positive. Okay, what's up, big boy, little boy? Welcome to the stream, man. Just recording an episode. Thanks for being here. But ultimately, unlocking that power to level up your life. So it'll be different for everybody. You know, for me, I think the power that I have unlocked is the voice. The one that I wanna master is the consistency. My only enemy is me. I used to, you know, when I played football, like my coaches used to tell me that all the time and would say, my name is Felix. So if you didn't know that, now you do. They say, Felix, man, like you just gotta stop being your own worst enemy. You gotta stop beating yourself up. You threw an interception, then okay, oh well, like time to move, you know. But I would be in my head, and I think a lot of us do that. I think a lot of us get in our heads and we start to, you know, put these false things that aren't even happening in front of us. Like you're gonna say, like, you know, we all woke up today on this. Well, some of you guys are further and like time zones are different, but like some of us woke up on the same day, but we had totally, totally different perspective on what the day was gonna look like. So one, be thankful that you're alive, you are here, you have a purpose, you are on a mission, you just don't have the roadmap, you know, figured out quite yet. I say it in every episode of Not Your Final Destination. I say the first step is the hardest step. Once you take that first step, anything is possible. And remember that this is not your final destination, just your current season. And once you start to unlock these powers and your gifts and your talents, your life will make a turn for the better. And I think a lot of times people get stuck with, they get confused on what they're supposed to be doing. And sometimes you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And this goes for people that have lost jobs. This goes for people that have been in bad relationships. This goes for people that are in the interview process. This goes for people that are just starting to stream. It's all happening for a reason. I believe that. I mean, I think about just a month ago, I'm on Twitter and I'm just hanging out with the same people. Hey, what's up, Tommy Ginger? What's up, brother? I appreciate it. And the crisis, everybody, big boy, little boy. I'm gonna go ahead and read a comment, stream and podcast. So it says 100%, I'm my own worst critic. I'll do something and people will be like, man, that was awesome. But I'd be super over analytic and just beat myself up beat myself up over something small and so trivial. So here's the thing. I think ultimately all of those things, when people are like, oh, awesome, 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 it's all figuring out. So like I ramble a little bit on this thing, but I want to make this clear. And it's not a power, it's something that some people have. I can't figure it out. I can't figure how to make this just always be there. Like I can't figure out how to do it. And that's being consistent. And I know a lot of people be like, what do you mean? Soap, you're not consistent. Like you're doing all this stuff. Like I'm not consistent enough. I'm gonna turn this up just a little bit so I can hear the little beat. Gives me hype. The consistency, man. I want to unlock that power because I think I'm performing at like, and when I say performing, I think like I'm doing the podcast. Like this is the second week and I haven't missed a beat. I'm here. We're streaming. We're recording the podcast. we're sharing, we're giving people, you know, hope and motivation. And but I know myself good enough to where it might die down and I might need some of you guys to pick me up. You know, what happens to the person that is always giving? What happens to the person that's always helping? And then that person needs the help sometimes, you know? Does that make sense? Like sometimes, like the person that's trying to motivate and trying to inspire, like who gives? There was a guy that I followed for years, and you guys may know him, you guys may not know him, but he went off the deep end. And I'm like, who am I supposed to look up to now? Like, I mean, he took a completely weird turn. And I found a lot of motivation from him. And now he's not there. So now I'm creating my own content. I'm creating my own experience with the community. I'm sharing. I'm dropping waves. I'm, you know, that's me most days with you, big dog. You know, you keep me working. I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that. It's tough, man. It's tough, you know. And I appreciate that, man. Like I really do. Like I say it like this to the stream, and I say it like this to I know, Maddie. I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but I appreciate that, but I want you to know this too, man. Like, I want you to know that it's happening for a reason. Like, I know this is kind of taking a left turn off of the power thing, but maybe it just needed to go here this morning. It's Monday. It's the start of a new week. I want you all to take the right step forward. Whatever that looks like for you. I don't know what a lot of you guys are going through personally. I know that, I know Matt in particular, I know Eve in particular. I want to get to know a lot of you guys, you know. It's just, I need you guys to believe in yourself, to have faith in yourself, to know that difficult roads lead to great destination sometimes. And if I can do this sometimes and, you know, help someone not quit or help someone take that leap of faith, then I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And ultimately connecting streamers with streamers, listeners with listeners. So like if you're at the gym or you're on the way to work, or if you just woke up in the morning and need that extra voice or push, this is what this is for. This is ultimately why I'm doing this. And I know from experience, coming from a broken home, coming from bad relationships, coming from being fired, losing cars, money, family member, like not talking, like, I mean, coming, like, I mean, this journey to this moment and this particular season of giving financially, giving vocally, and just sharing positive energies and blessings, I don't think none of that would have came to this if it wasn't for the people I've met. So Maddie, Eve, you know, Crisis, Eagles Girl, Tommy Danger, you guys are all in here for a reason. And it's not because in my heart, I believe that it's not because, oh, Soap God X is donating $3,000, you know, by 2020. I think that you guys want to level up. You guys want to get out of whatever season you're in. You guys want new jobs. You guys want to soar above the rest. Like you guys are here. Like you guys are here because that's what you guys want to do. And ultimately you will, but you got to keep moving forward. And to Maddie and to, you know, like somebody put Tommy Danger, I want a job, you know? So what do we have to do? Got to go on LinkedIn, got to go on Indeed. I don't know if you guys have these websites, but I'm just throwing them out there because we have them here. apply. And even when they say, hey, Tommy Danger, we want to bring you in for the interview, you keep applying. You're trying to create that your own door. That's ultimately, because I was in your shoes, man. I lost my job 4 months trying to figure out what to do. And my wife was like, just go do Indeed is where I've been applying. I've applied 20 jobs in the month, still no luck. Don't just apply yourself. But let me tell you this here too. I'm going to just give you guys, so I work in leadership, people development, human connections, what I do, regular work. Have you ever thought you applied for a job? Do you just want the job or do you want a career? And the reason I ask that question is I always ask the people that I train and I always ask the people that are under me is this right here. Sorry, Twitter's been going. I didn't realize I went to sleep. I had to put my phone on Do Not Disturb last night is how bad my phone was going off. And it's crazy. I love it. It's humbling. And I promise to be the same person when this thing takes off, man. I promise. You apply for that job. Why don't you call? I'm just giving some tips here. I mean, Eagles, sometimes you can't be picky with jobs. I had to make, yeah, absolutely, Eagles girl. So when I lost my job a couple months ago, I was going to go work at a grocery store. I mean, if none of my, like, I've been in leadership my whole life, and I was just to take care of my family, to take care of this season of, you know, COVID, because that's what it is. I was just going to take it. But listen to what I'm saying is, go on to that website or the jobs that you applied, why don't you give them a call? Hey, my name's, you know, Eve. I'm calling in regards to an application that I put in. Show them that you want it, because you got to remember, so many other people are applying. So many people are in the same position. So you have to show them, because of course, like, they're going to be like, oh, like, we'll call you when we're hiring. No, bro, like, when I lost my job, man, I was applying and I would call and say, hey, can I talk to the person that's in charge of hiring people? Yo, thank you, brother. Big boy, Little Gaming with the host. Thank you. I would call and say, hey, I'm here. I want to know what the status of my application is. Are you guys hiring? Because then, you know, if it's never wasting your time when you're applying somewhere. But like, if they're like, oh, we're not hiring until January, then, you know, okay, this isn't the place. You know, craziest thing I ever did for money was join the military for 5 years. Well, thank you for your service. I appreciate it. I also worked overseas in 2010 in Afghanistan with a lot of great military men and women. So I appreciate your service, Eagles girl. Thank you. But yeah, ultimately, guys, this is what I want to leave with this episode today, this morning, in Not Your Final Destination, which was... sorry, I'm distracted, super distracted. The power you have yet to unlock. So ultimately, this is what we're talking about. Tweet, tweet, read all the heat. Yes, sir. Maddie. The military is always hiring. That's very true. Very, very true. This week, so I'm going to leave you guys with some homework. If you're on Twitter, if you're on just at your house, wherever you are right now, the homework is... This week, I want you to practice the one thing that you're good at the most. The one thing that you're good at the most, I want you to practice all week. So it's Monday. We're going to come back on Tuesday. So tomorrow, I'm going to be here at 9 a.m. Eastern time with another podcast. And I'm going to listen. I'm going to check in. I'm going to follow up. I'm going to see what people are saying. But the goal is to practice... See, okay, so here we go. This is perfect. I love this. I'm not calling you out, Eve, but I'm glad that you said this. It says, I don't know what I'm good at, to be honest. That's my worst thing. I don't see my skills. I see your skills. You drew me. My profile picture is me, designed by Eve. So my recommendation for you, and this is constructive criticism, so it's not like I'm against you or I'm picking at you or anything like that. It's never going to be like that. But as a leader, you're saying, I don't know what that is. Well, I would focus on, there's a lot there's a lot. What's up, Machine Neck Snake? Welcome. There's a lot of people on my Twitter account right now. That's a lot of possibilities. That's all I'm gonna say. There's a lot of people on my Twitter account right now. A lot. And there's a lot of possibilities. So I want you to think of that, and I want you to run with that and think about what you could do with the skills that you know you have. So, Maddie, you still here, bro? Still in here? Always. All right, so for Maddie, what are we gonna work on this week? We know what we got going on. We're gonna go hit up that Indeed. We're gonna hit up the people need emotes like me. Hit me up on Twitter. Come on now, come Eagles girl. Come on, my. Would you just look at how the universe works? Would you just look at how it works? Come on, guys. Would you just? People call me crazy when I tell them all this stuff that I'm doing. Like my brother-in-law is my wife. I'm like, yeah, I'm connecting people. I'm doing it, Eve. Come on now. But for Matt, man, we got to get on the grind, bro. I know Twitch ain't, you know, producing just yet. I'm gonna take care of Matt when that's one thing I will do. When this thing takes off and he's modding and there's thousands of people in here and we're hanging out, we're laughing, we're motivating, inspiring others to win. I'm gonna take care of Matt. But for right now, Matt, we need to focus on the amazing skill sets that you have, brother. You are a human computer. Adult sized baby soap. That's true. Maddie's here. What's that noise? Oh, that's just Maddie being Maddie in the back. Modern stuff. That'd be a good one, Matt. I know where my boy Maddie's at, but that would be a good one. What's that? Oh, that's just Maddie modding in the back. Tell him about him. Ultimately, Maddie, I want to help you, man. I want to help you. You've been great to me, man. You helped me reach affiliate. You've been a part of this journey as well. Just like Eve, man. Eve's been in here when no one's been around. And it's truly, truly, truly appreciated. I tell you right now, man, yesterday I was playing Fortnite for the first time. And there was 12 people in my stream. And I didn't want to look like a soft dude, but I wanted to cry because it felt so good to finally be able to talk to more than just my three loyal people. And like getting to, you know, yeah, Tommy, absolutely, man, we can make it. Like right now, look, 10 people in here, bro. It blows my mind. And the fact of it is that, like, I want y'all to know this, and I'm saying this on the podcast, I'm saying this live, man, it will never, ever, ever, ever be about me, man. I mean, you can ask Eve, you can ask Maddie, you can ask the people that I've donated to randomly, the people I've subbed to randomly. It's never gonna be about me, man. Like, I always say that God has given my family and myself a lot of favor. If you're not religious, I'm not trying to beat anybody over the head with the Bible. That's not what I'm doing here. But he's given us a lot of favor. Thank you, Eagles girl, for the cheers. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm gonna pay it forward. Hey, Maddie, did you mod that already? Oh, that's just Maddie modding in the background. Don't mind him. Did you do that yet? Hey, Eve, as soon as I get some dinero together again, I'll definitely hit you up for some emotes or profiles. Won't he do it, y'all? Come on now. I think Eve, you leave? You still in here? Thank you, Maddie, for shouting out Eagles Girl. I appreciate that. Shout out Tommy Danger for me. Thank you, Eagles Girl. It's cool. I'd be happy to help. Yeah. There you go. So what I'm going to say is this, guys. The episodes aren't that long. We've been going 30 minutes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off the podcast so I can go ahead and publish that episode. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray over the podcast listeners as I do every single podcast or stream. If this is not your thing, you could definitely, you know, click off and come back in. You know, but if you do want to hear the prayer, it's a very similar prayer that I pray after every podcast episode. So without further ado, I'm going to pray for the community and pray for everybody. So Heavenly Father, I ask you to protect, guide, and show every one of these listeners and people that are streaming, podcasting, on adventures to new journeys. I want you to show them that if they keep the faith alive, anything is possible. Show them favor. I ask you to bless them with peace, positive energy. You know, their vibe attracts their tribe, and with your power and with your mission and with your love, you can show them that once they step outside of their comfort zone and they do more than what they're doing currently, their dreams may become a reality. It's not going to happen overnight. This is a marathon and not a sprint. But as long as we keep putting one foot forward, our dreams may become a reality sooner than later. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So thank you guys for tuning in. Again, remember, this is not your final destination, just your current season. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.